This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31 along with the extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI: architecture, application model, chip, infra, and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer, and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The Ministry of Power yesterday released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy provides a comprehensive blueprint for a future-ready, financially viable and environmentally sustainable power sector to provide reliable and quality power at affordable price. Niti Aayog released reports outlining decarbonization roadmaps for the cement, aluminium and MSME sectors in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, highlighted the critical role of the MSME sector in sustained economic growth in India's development journey. He underlined the importance of strengthening the MSME sector, which remains a key driver of employment, innovation and inclusive growth. The Election Commission has issued directions to implement the Supreme Court's order on the Special Intensive Revision SIR of Electoral Rolls in West Bengal. It mandates public display of names under logical discrepancies and unmapped categories and provides affected voters opportunities to submit documents and be heard within a specified timeline. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore extended a warm welcome to U.S. Army Secretary Daniel Driscoll on his arrival. The welcome came as Gore on Tuesday said senior U.S. government officials will regularly travel to India as part of efforts to take the bilateral partnership to the next level of cooperation, even as differences remain between the two sides on trade-related issues. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he was cancelling his planned tariffs on U.S. allies and Europe over U.S. control of Greenland after he and the leader of NATO agreed to a framework for a future deal on Arctic security. The abrupt about-face emerged hours after Trump had insisted that he wants to get Greenland, including right, title and ownership, but said he would not use force to do so while deriding European allies and vowing that NATO should not try to block U.S. expansion. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Rajasthan today. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and hailstorms over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad till tomorrow. The IMD has also advised fishermen not to venture into northwest Arabian Sea, Oman coast, southwest and adjoining west central Arabian Sea, Somalia coast till 25th of this month. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of five match series in Nagpur last night. Chasing a target of 239 runs set by India, New Zealand could score only 190 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat first, the hosts posted 238 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer for India with 84 runs in 35 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.